Thank you.
Now that the NRC and the RLC are going to be, just how do you approach this going about looking at the contract? I know there's been talk about this, what happens if your contract is not filled in the contract. So just how do you approach this policy?
Personally, you know, I think it was a good season overall. So personally, I just approach it. You know, I just look at it. What can I do in the off season to become better next season? So, hope everyone has that mindset as well. You know, I think it was a great season considering, you know, championship last year and two finals, losing one and winning one, and then finishing second place. You know, unfortunate not to move on, but you know, I think it makes us hungry. Like you said, it's strange, you know, because a lot of other sports don't have in-season tournaments and things like that. You know, I think for us, since we do, I think you have to look at everything. I mean, like I said, you look at that, Champions League final, Leagues Cup, you know, Campione is kind of a one-off game, you know, but I think on top of that, then you have just the development of all the players. You know, guys came, performed, earned new contracts, especially young guys stepped into big roles. So, yeah, for me, it was a successful season, obviously disappointing. A little bit, you know what I mean? But you try to find that balance between what you did well and what you didn't do well and try to improve.
And obviously, you also got Avery in the lineup, and it's been different for the players next year. What are you doing in the offseason? I know a lot of it is individual, but kind of work with Avery's guys, just continue to kind of build that chemistry, really build that and figure out what's
going to
work best as
kind of
midfielders next year.
No, I think the thing for me, I just always like to, you know, look at the guy's strengths and weaknesses, you know, so I think that's what I do. You know, I always love watching games back, so I'll do that as well and then kind of see how I can play off of what I'm playing with. You know, that's the advice I'll give to all the guys. And I think, obviously, you want to be out there and, you know, work on certain things, but I think you learn so much just from watching video of yourself and your teammates and seeing how you can improve in those aspects.
It's no wonder that everyone expected Columbus to continue to play in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Four tournaments in the last calendar year, three finals. Mm-hmm. Number one in were third last year in the East. You're number two in the league this year. Mm-hmm. And yet stats across the league indicate that a team that wins the MLS Cup should probably drop off pace by about 8 or 9 points the mm-hmm. following season. And you didn't. Mm-hmm. Does that just simply underscore the effort that went into this season, number one? And number two, are we seeing a different time in this league, given your veteran experience, mm-hmm. where there really is going to be an upper crust mm-hmm. of Columbus's, the LAFC's of mm-hmm. the world, they're going to sustain themselves in that upper echelon?
I think we'll see. I think we'll see a couple more years. We'll see. You know, I'm confident in us. You know, I think testament to Wilfred and his staff as well in the club, you know, and how they work, you know, the players that they brought in, you know, the style of play that we have, you know, the system that they put into place. So I think they set it up in a way where, yes, you need talented players, but also, the talented players leave or injured and things like that, you know, the next man can step up and do a good job as well. So, yeah, like I said, credit to the group and testament to Will Freed and the club.
Yeah, congrats on your season.
Thank you.
In the grand scheme of things, mm-hmm. wonderful year. No doubt about it. You can point to any number of things. Mm-hmm. What sticks mm-hmm. in your car right now? Mm-hmm. What hurts about the season? What moments? Mm-hmm.
I didn't even catch that. Obviously, you know, like I said, we wanted to finish well in the playoffs. You know, I think it was just, those two. That was next. Yeah, those two. And I don't think I have any what ifs or regrets. You know, but I think that's the one game that I have. You know, like what if? And if everyone was healthy and feeling well, what would have happened in that game? No, but I think, you know, I think that set us up for Leagues Cup. You know, I think sometimes disappointment leads to hard work, you know, and improvement. I think that's what happened with that, you know, and I think that's what will happen with us not moving further in the playoffs again this season. Yeah, that's the toughest part about every offseason. You know, even when you're successful, even last year losing guys after you win, like, I don't know if that even hurt even more, you know, because you just want everyone to come back and experience the success, you know. But yeah, it's tough, obviously, cause just seeing the guys grow, you know, getting to know guys, you know, and not just the guys, but their families and wives or whatever the case may be. So I just think when the group changes, sometimes it can be a good thing, you know. But in the moment, you don't know. You know, last year I didn't think the group could be any better after the pieces we lost, but you come into this season and the group is just as good, you know. So hopefully next year it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're kind of the conduit from you guys to the fans. Mm-hmm. I know that Cucho is a player that I know lots of fans are really back. How mm-hmm. important is he? Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you never want to lose a player like Cucho, you know, if he can retire here. I think the club would want him to retire here, but obviously as an individual, you know, maybe he has different aspirations and different dreams that he wants to achieve, you know, and then, yeah, I think we need him back. It shows everything he's done for us this season, you know, the goals he scored, but also I don't know if we talk about the assists that he's had, you know, he's had a bunch of goals and a bunch of assists for the club, and, you know, he's so passionate, you know, and he leads us in that way, so how old is he, 25, I think, 26, 25? So he still had a lot of years left to play, you know. Hopefully he's back and back for many years.
I know there's a guy out there, Charlie Bowles, mm-hmm. 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 you know, where that ranks on the list, but at the end of the season, are you feeling it physically? Mm-hmm. Like, is that something that you don't feel during the season, and if you all at once, or is it just you know, this whole season, just playing so many games, being one of the players that mm-hmm. are out there, that's
a lot more often? I don't think I feel it too much physically. Yeah. If anything, it's mental, you know, but I always say it's good to feel, you know, mental fatigue or mental stress because you're being successful and you have too many games to play. It's a good thing. But physically I feel good. 34, I'll be 35 next year, but I didn't expect to feel this good, but I'm happy about it.
What was the dirtiest foul you took? Come on, you
got a main game. I don't know. The dirtiest? I don't know. I took dirtier ones when I was younger. The dirtiest? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. one team. I don't know. Maybe some of the Champions League ones. Games. Maybe some of the guy next teams, but can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember. No problem. Thank you, guys. Of course.
Happy holidays.